just do our best. Remember, everyone, just don't be yourselves.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
So right now, I'm standing in the gayest place on earth.
I guess so.
In Iran, we don't have homosexuals like in your country. We don't have that in our country. In Iran, we do not have this phenomenon. I don't know who's told you that we have it.
Who wants some man meat?
I do. I want some man meat.
Gay.
Talk about being gay.
Frankly, I think, you know, it comes off a little gay.
You're gay.
And now, cut, print, gay. Our feature presentation.
What of it? Right?
Yeah.
Who's with me?
No biggie. Whatever.
Whatever, man. How I choose to live my life is none of your business. Morning, everybody. It's a brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It's Tuesday morning. We're doing Citizen of the Day today, and I have too many stories. I have too many.
It's a lot of stupid people out there, is what you're saying.
I look for extreme dumb. That's what I look for. I look for people that are dumber than I am, basically. I'm the line, and anyone below me is in trouble.
Okay.
So I look for those stories. This is one that I'm not going to be able to get to today. A woman is facing serious drug charge. Apparently, she was driving around in her car, and she was drinking. She had an open bottle of whiskey or something. She was drinking.
All right.
And she had a giant package of cocaine in the passenger seat.
She's having a party in her car.
Like she needs to distribute this cocaine big.
Okay.
Right? So, but she gets lost. She can't find where she's supposed to go. So she sees a cop and asks him for directions.
She does not.
She pulls over and says, how do I get to so-and-so? And he says, why do I smell alcohol on your breath? And what's that on your seat? So apparently she was cited for operating under the influence of alcohol, illegal possession of prescription medication, which is something that's completely different, and trafficking in cocaine.
And a giant bag of cocaine.
And that cocaine on her car seat.
Wow.
How crazy is that? Because
I don't care how drunk you are, right?
Well, that's what I was thinking.
You still get that that's cocaine, you're drunk, and he's a cop. When does that information leave your head?
See, that's my... I don't even understand. Let's leave the cocaine out of it.
Sure.
You're drinking. The last thing you do is stop for a cop. Don't you tense up?
Yeah.
Not that I've ever done it, but I've had friends who told me that you just basically try to be as nondescript
as
possible so the cop won't even notice you're there.
Keep the even speed. Stay within the lines. Just keep going. Like,
is that what you and your friends think when you're drunk?
I've heard that you would actually talk yourself through the situation.
Right.
Is what I've heard.
Do you think, hey, I need to pull over and get directions?
No, I think, hey, I need to buy a GPS.
Well,
maybe I'll trade some of this giant bag of coke for a GPS.
Oh, here it is. This, she also had a clear plastic bag containing 23 prescription pills.
She was really having a good
time. She was really about to. She wasn't quite yet.
No.
She was drinking, but it was about to go off until she asked the cop for directions.
And
maybe that wasn't the smartest thing she could have done.
I'm glad she's behind bars. She's too stupid to be out in society.
Look, have a great time and all, but hey, if you're going to stop and ask a cop for directions,
yeah,
go to jail.
Bye-bye.
See you later. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Okay.
We have tickets for the Kevin and Bean Dead Man's Ball.
Yeah.
The K-Rock Dead Man's Ball Party. It's this Saturday night, and we're going to ask you to earn them. We got a new game for you, and those always go really well.
I feel good about this.
Really, really well. We have Psycho Mike coming in the studio today. As you know, or may not know, he has a pet peeve at Halloween time.
Yeah, you know, he's kind of a generally generous guy.
Very.
Yeah, he coaches Little League. Like, he's really just the nicest guy, except for this one thing, and he's such a dick.
But the weird thing is that he's a dick on his parents' behalf,
that's
not on his.
That's true, which makes it so much worse.
No, it makes it better.
It does?
Yeah, because it seems like he's mad on his parent because of his parents are being taken
advantage
of.
But he acts like he owns that place. And he doesn't.
He's upset that that people come from other neighborhoods to trick-or-treat in the good neighborhoods.
Which is where his parents live and
right.
the money they earn to live there.
Correct.
And he gets all up in their stuff.
Look, I'll be honest.
Whatever you do.
They get up in your stuff. I'll be honest. I you go to the good neighborhoods. Let's be honest. That's where the good candy is. That's where everybody else is. But apparently Mike cards people now and does not allow them to get candy. So we're going to talk to him about that and why he's so upset. We have to tell you about the Mexican clowns for peace.
I don't know anything about this.
It's a real story. I don't know, 25 or 30 Mexican clowns decided that they wanted to get together and protest, kind of like the Occupy Wall Street thing, but they have a very specific goal, and that is they're going to get together and laugh out loud.
And then...
The message is laughter, not peace. I mean, laughter, not war. Laughter, not war. So laughter leads to peace, so let's stop all the war. Now, I don't know that that's going to be completely successful.
Well, there are 25 of them, and they are clowns. Let's not discount that.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. If you see 25 clowns, and they're in the middle of a square someplace, and they're laughing, don't you go the other way as fast as you can?
Because I envision a murder scene.
Yes!
Next. Like, all of a sudden, they all whip out knives and kill people.
Yeah,
it sounds like a bad movie.
But it's a true story. Mexican Clowns for Peace is the name of it.
Okay.
So, I'm just saying, most people are afraid of clowns to begin with.
That's true.
And these guys are just going to get together and laugh. That seems bizarre.
Creepy.
Yeah. It's probably not going to accomplish what they want to accomplish. Justin Bieber has a Christmas CD out. Yeah. Yeah, it's nasty, too. We have... Ashton Kutcher. I don't know if you saw this video yesterday. He put up a video on his channel, whatever it was. I don't remember the name of it. And he's trying to convince. I'm not positive what he's saying, first of all, which is a problem.
Yeah.
It's just him talking. So you would think he would have it planned out or he would have a goal or something. I think he's upset about the tabloid treatment of his marriage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and everybody getting out there and telling all the stories about him having sex with this girl and all this other stuff, even though in this particular case it's the girl. But the way he describes it is so baffling.
Is he oblique, would you say?
Very. And I would also say he's guy trying to be smarter than he is guy. He's that guy. He's trying to be all deep and talk about stuff. And you go, what is he talking about? I know I'm not the smartest guy in the world, but I should be able to understand what he means. But at least he does it in a really super boring way.
No, I have not. I haven't watched
this yet. It's unbelievable. So we'll play it for you today as well on the Kevin and Bean Show. And Omar, who works with us here, he's DJ Omar Khan, is having a baby. And
if we could have put a stop to that, we would have.
Hey, that's a problem.
Number one, yeah.
Because really, if there's somebody who shouldn't have a kid, it's Omar.
Oh, my God.
His wife, fantastic.
Yeah, we love her.
She should do it without him. That's what I'm saying. She's leaving right
leave
now.
Should she just leave and be a single mom?
Yes.
She'd be better off.
Correct. But Omar came in yesterday with his tail between his legs and was sort of just testing the waters, just kind of checking with the room to see what the feeling would be like for a couple's shower. A couple's shower.
When did he forget where he works?
I don't know. I don't know, because he would be the first person to destroy anybody that brought up that idea. It's unbelievable.
The room's starting to spin real fast because of gayness.
Couple showers. Look,
yeah.
I know they're popular now. I know this is all the rage. There's not a guy alive that wants to go to a baby shower.
And I got
to
tell you, there's a lot of women, and Kat and I are included, that are over the showers as well.
Yeah, and my theory, and we were talking about this yesterday, is women hate it. So they want to invite the guys.
I think so.
To make it a little better.
Maybe it'll be more fun.
No. Is it a baby shower?
Apparently.
Yeah. Couples baby shower. Not going to happen. We're going to put a stop to it today.
Okay.
We're gonna force.
My faith is in you.
We're going to. Good luck. We're going to force Omar and his wife to call this off.
Okay.
And look, we'll send a gift.
We'll happily send gifts.
No
problem.
We'll
send lots of gifts.
I'll send two gifts if I don't have to go. So we got that coming up as well. And we'll take your calls on that. We will take a break and come back with the Ralph Showbiz Beat next. Time for our first look at the Showbiz Beat. Here's Ralph Garman.
Tuesday. That means new DVDs, CDs, and TV on DVDs are in stores and available for your purchase online. Some things you may have been waiting for a long time to come out on DVD, like I have Captain America, The First Avenger, finally available on DVD.
Yay.
Today. Chris Evans, Hugo Weaving, Samuel L. Jackson. Did you see it? Did you see it in theaters?
I didn't see it.
And oh,
but I know
so good.
But
really
I totally know it's the kind of movie that I'd love, so I already ordered it.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Yeah. You will enjoy it. Winnie the Pooh is back.
Not as much.
Oh, I gotta love Winnie. Gotta love Pooh.
I like Eeyore. I don't love Pooh.
Eeyore.
Yeah.
He's the worst.
What's the bean of the group?
Oh, it'll never work. Oh, my tail's falling off. Oh, Pooh. What are we going to do? I'd kick Eeyore right in the head. The stuffing was coming out of him. That's what I do to Eeyore. I hate Eeyore.
All right.
Attack the Block.
Oh, yeah.
Movie with Nick Frost, yeah. The sci-fi comedy. It's available now on DVD today. You can check it out. The Bridge Schools concert.
It's always good.
25th anniversary edition. Neil Young. Pearl Jam, Tom Petty, David Bowie, three DVD box set. You can check that out. It's available today. Robot Chicken Season 5 is available for your TV shows on DVD. And on CD, Milo Xyloto by Coldplay. Finally available today. Audio Video Disco by Justice. A Very She and Him Christmas by She and Him. Of course, Zooey Deschanel's band. You can check her out. Another Christmas album, Christmas by Michael Bublé. And Stronger by Kelly Clarkson. She's got a new CD out. Christmas CDs before Halloween? Really?
Odd, right?
Really?
That seems strange.
Maybe they just want to give plenty of time to sell or
I guess
whatever.
They want as much sale time as possible.
Who's thinking Christmas right now?
I don't know. Maybe that's what we should have done. Remember the old days when we used to make our Christmas CD?
Sure. Before we got clamped down by the band?
And then hundreds and thousands of them would be left in stores at Christmas.
Well,
we're like, hey, why didn't they sell? We should have put them out in October. It's what we should have done.
Good thinking.
Instead of waiting for Christmas time.
We should try it again.
Nobody wants Christmas CDs at Christmas time. Oh, wait a minute. Yeah. Maybe we just weren't very good at it.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the problem. Congratulations to Robin Williams. He's hoping third time's a charm when it comes to marriage.
That's usually what people have found.
At what point you say, maybe it's me? Maybe it's me.
I think I can see a third time.
You can?
I think.
Well, your hope springs eternal with you.
But for me, when you get to four, you go, nope.
Yeah, that's that. Come on.
You married a woman named Susan Schneider last Sunday in St. Helena, California. Spielberg was there, George Lucas, Billy Crystal. Well, star-studded. Apparently, she was his nurse after his heart attack.
Yeah.
In 2009.
So working for him all is right. Clearly the key to marrying him.
Bow. That's right, Lacey. I remember his last wife was his nanny.
Yes, I do.
Married his nanny from his first wife.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's the nurse.
Just whoever's there.
Time for your sponge bath, Mr. Williams.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, Mr. Happy. Oh, it's making a tent out of my crown.
So congratulations to Mr. and Mrs. Williams. Frankie Muniz from Malcolm in the Middle. He's engaged his longtime girlfriend. They just announced the news this week. And another life-changing event, Sly Stone of Sly and the Family Stone has just checked himself into rehab. I guess he figures it's better than living in a van down by the water. He was living in a van in Compton.
Yeah, he's crazy, by the way.
He's well crazy.
And maybe it's just the drugs, but he's also crazy.
He's determined now to get clean and sober. He says, and make a big comeback. Well, good luck with that.
I was doing the Grammys when they did that.
That's right. They did a tribute to him. Lifetime achievement, right?
And he's on stage halfway through. He just runs off.
Oh, man.
And all the chatter behind the scenes is, where did Sly go? What's going on? And they just finished without him.
Nobody really knew he was on stage when he came on. And then he ran off. And everyone's like, was that him? It doesn't look like it. Was that the guy? And then it was too late.
Weird.
Very strange. MTV is planning to capitalize on the Wall Street protests with a reality show.
Yes.
The network announced that True Life, I'm Occupying Wall Street, will air on November the 5th. Apparently, they've had cameras down there following four young people getting swept up in the political movement. And they will show you their day-to-day ins and outs. Look, when you want in-depth political analysis, you go to the network that brought you Jersey Shore.
That's true.
That's where you go.
Maybe they just moved the cast of the Jersey Shore down there.
That would be entertaining.
There you go.
Jersey Shore Wall Street. Where do you get your GTL around here? Everybody's holding signs.
Who knows less about Wall Street?
By the way, have you heard about the Occupy Oakland movement?
No. Why?
Well, just because it was a big story this week that apparently rats running rampant amongst the occupiers are a problem these days. The camps have been overrun with sewer rats.
Oh, man.
Eating their food and biting them and whatnot. Rats!
You got a meeting where they go, let's go somewhere else and occupy.
Let's occupy a nicer neighborhood. Rats and Occupy Oakland.
Maybe the rats are upset as well. They're not getting treated well.
It is a long trek, too, from where they're occupying in Oakland to where the Raiders play. So I'm surprised that the rats were able to make that their trek all the way that distance.
That's true.
Usually that's where all the rats are, is watching the home game.
I don't understand.
Just saying. Rats. Stacey Keibler has found herself a little bonus while dating George Clooney, as if that wasn't enough. You get to date George Clooney. You get to hang out in the villa in Lake Como, and you get to enjoy George Clooney's life.
Jet set around the world.
Turns out that she used to charge $10,000 for a personal appearance.
Right.
Which, even by the way, stuns me. Because really, what, she was like a wrestling gal, and then she was on Dancing with the Stars. $10,000 to show up.
Yeah.
It's pretty good deal.
But that is a good deal, yeah.
Her price now has skyrocketed to $25,000 since she became George's girlfriend. Apparently, she's much more in demand now because she is attached to the Great One.
Sweet.
That is pretty sweet.
Is he known as the Great One?
He is, but in my house.
I thought that was just Wayne Gretzky.
Yeah. And this is inexplicable to me. You ever seen the Wendy Williams show, the daytime talk show, Wendy Williams?
Yes. I have not, no.
If you watch Soup at all, Joel McHale loves Wendy and make her one of his main targets, and rightly so. You can't believe that show's on television. It's like a public access show. It has just been renewed for 2 more seasons. Her syndicated daytime talk show will now be with us through 2014, guaranteed. So,
thank God.
It's inexplicable to me.
That show that I don't watch is renewed for
you,
2 years.
You should watch it.
Just because it's bad enough?
Yes.
All right.
You would bring in clips every day. I cannot believe this is what she did. Sometimes she'll introduce a guest and she'll like be eating a Slim Jim and stuff for no reason. It's just, she's weird. Just random badness.
I like random
people's
badness.
Names up all the time.
I like that.
I know you do. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Chad Smith of the Red Hot Chili Peppers. And, of course, of Chickenfoot. He is 50 years old today. Adam Goldberg, very talented actor. Saving Private Ryan and the Hebrew Hammer. He's 41 years old. Craig Robinson of The Office. Lisa Craig
Yay!
Robinson, your buddy.
I think it's Wilson.
No, Craig Wilson.
Whatever his name is.
He's 40 years old today. Singer Katy Perry celebrates her 27th birthday. And singer Ciara. Ciara is 26 years old today.
That was for Ciara. All the ones were for Katy Perry.
Isn't Ciara also a medication for ED? For
I believe
erection
it is.
Dysfunction?
I believe she is.
You take it. You take Ciara just before you get in the bathtub with your wife or
That's
whatever.
Correct.
I see those commercials. She's 26. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Your chance to get Dead Man's Ball tickets coming up here in just a minute. So make sure and actually, you could probably call right now. 1-800-520-1067. We will play a game next and you'll have to earn them. But first...
And now it's time for you to meet Kevin and Bean's Citizen of the Day.
All right, so I have many stories today. They all involve people that are dumber than I am, which is great because it just makes me feel better about myself. This one almost seems too good to be true. It happened in Africa, and a man told his wife that he had to travel to Western Kenya for an urgent family event that would take place the following day. I have to leave. I'm really sorry. She took him to the bus stop. Waved goodbye, have a great time, good luck at the family event. And then she went home and called her lover. And she said, hey, my husband's gone. This is awesome. We should meet at the hotel that we normally meet at and we can have sex.
Okay.
So they went to the hotel. Unbeknownst to them, her husband was also having an affair and that's why he left. There was no urgent family thing going
when
on.
When he got off at the next stop.
Got off at the next stop, went to his hotel to bang his mistress. So both of them are cheating now. And he decides, you know what I should do? I should call in and just make sure that she knows I'm okay. And this is where it really almost sounds too good to be true. So he dials his wife's number and he hears her ringtone in the next room. They were in the same. They were in the same hotel. And she was in the room next to him, so
perhaps
he heard
not a
her,
big town.
Her phone ring in the next room.
If you like Kenya coladas,
so you got that.
Get caught in the rain.
Almost sounds too good to be true, right?
It does.
This is the craziest person of the day. Seattle police
sent a policeman to look at something in downtown Seattle Park Wednesday morning. Police and firefighters were called to a park, and when police arrived, they found a man wearing crotchless chaps-style spandex.
Okay, so he'd been having a party the night before or something?
It's spandex, which, of course, is super, super tight, but it's crotchless.
Okay.
With his genitals and buttocks showing.
Right.
Now, here's where it gets ugly. The man had lit a fire in a fountain that has long since been used with water. It was, yeah, it was dry. So he had lit a fountain on fire and, quote, he was straddling the fire, letting the flames hit his genitals and buttocks.
Oh, my God.
Not enough to do it in spandex. They're available for the flames. The officer approached and said, sir, what's going on? And the guy shouted, I kid you not, we're having a weenie roast. We're having a weenie roast.
Isn't it obvious?
And then he started thrusting his hips back and forth over the fire. This must have been so unbelievably high.
Oh, my God.
So that guy's great. This one comes out of Nevada. A Nevada man faces misdemeanor charges. Apparently, he was getting married, and his mom showed up at the church. Apparently, she was not invited.
Ooh.
She was very upset that she was not invited and that he was getting married. So she came in, and she started objecting. She said, I object to this wedding. And the preacher hadn't said, if anyone objects, now's the time. She just came in yelling. So the groom turned around from the front of the church, ran back, picked his mom up physically, and carried her out of the church and shut the door behind him.
Oh, my God.
Went back up and got married. And he was, apparently, he was faced with coercion charges and disorderly conduct.
He got in trouble?
He was, yes. For picking up his mom and carrying her out of the church.
That's unbelievable.
Here's a Vallejo man from California found in a child's swing Saturday morning. Apparently, he'd been stuck there for 9 hours, stuck in a swing. At about 6 p.m., a groundskeeper heard the man screaming when he arrived at work. He then called police to investigate. Upon arrival, police found the 21-year-old man stuck in a child's swing, which has those two leg holes.
The legs, yeah.
He was stuck there. The man told police he had been stuck in the swing since 9 p.m. the previous night.
Oh, my God.
24 hours in a swing. Apparently, he'd been screaming and yelling, and no one could hear him, and he was stuck in a swing for 24 hours.
What an idiot.
And it turned out that the man had bet $100 with his friends that he could do it. Then he got stuck.
And then they left?
And couldn't get out. And they left. And they said, we would have paid $300-$400 for that. He's an idiot. And the final story comes out of Columbia, South Carolina. This is a story about a police officer.
Columbia police officer busted for alleged prostitution.
Now, this guy is strong because he's a police officer busted for prostitution.
Yeah.
That never happens because you would think police would know how to... If they're going to partake, they would know how to not get caught.
Yeah. 32-year-old Mark Cornish was seen entering a motel room with a 17-year-old prostitute.
All right. So she's 17. She's underage. Good. Good.
Bat in a thousand.
Cornish, a Columbia police officer, charged with prostitution. Richland County deputies got a tip that an ununiformed officer entered the O'Connell Lodge on Two Notch Road.
Yeah, that was not a true report. Apparently, he was wearing his uniform. And he was driving his police car.
Excellent.
With a prostitute. When deputies arrived, they found the girl only 17 years old. And evidence that she was paid, but the officer was gone. A short time later, deputies caught up with Cornish, just a few blocks away in his patrol car. After deputies questioned Cornish, he was arrested. They also learned that this was not the first time that he and the girl had been in contact.
All right. So the guy wears his uniform, drives his police car, takes an underage hooker to a hotel where the manager knows this girl. He's like, hey, I know that's a hooker. So that's why he called police.
Oh, I gotcha.
And they showed up, and he was gone. She was there. The money was there. They questioned him. You would think all he would have to say is it wasn't me, but apparently right after they questioned him, they took him into custody.
Yeah.
So good times.
Brilliant.
Well done, people.
Now you know Kevin and Bean's Citizen of the Day.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. We're going to tell you all about the Justin Bieber Christmas album.
Woohoo!
Woo! And why is Ashton Kutcher so boring? We'll explain that in the next hour. And Omar came in and invited us all. He didn't invite us all. He was kind of testing the waters to see what would happen if he invited us all to a couple's baby shower.
Oh, dude, I'm so going. I am going to pull a total Omar at his baby shower.
No one deserves it more than
just
him.
Just S-face drunk, just with the reggaeton horn and everything. I'm just going to be a total a-hole.
Love it.
And just ruin that event.
Love it.
I'm going to show Omar what it's like when you invite Omar to a party.
Nobody deserves it more than
him. I know. I'm looking so forward to
it. I wasn't even thinking of that.
Oh, yeah. We have just blow it up. You'll be sorry you ever invited us.
All right. This Saturday night, we are having the K-Rock Dead Man's Ball. It is at LACMA. And we've got the genius of Tim Burton there. We've got a contest for costumes, and we have She Wants Revenge performing live. And if you'd like to go, we're going to give away some tickets right now. You have to identify a clip from a scary movie.
Scary movie, scary movie, scary movie.
Yeah. Come on now.
Play clips of scary movies is going to happen.
Boo.
Boo. So let me get this straight. Playing clips of scary movies is going to happen?
It's going to happen.
Really?
And then you need to identify the scary movie that that clip is from.
All right. Now, originally I thought this sounds difficult because I'm not very good at this kind of game, but they're pretty long clips, so if you're decent at it.
And most scary movies do have one identifiable feature in it,
yes,
that if the clip involves that, you should be able to pick it up if you're a fan at all about horror movies.
And I believe most of them, we've identified that particular clip.
Yeah.
All right, let's start with Frank, who is in bread sales. Hi, Frank.
Hey, good morning. What's going on, guys? What's up, Lisa?
Hey, Frank.
Talking about tickets to the K-Rock Dead Man's Ball. You ready to identify the scary movie?
Let's do it.
All right, I'm going to play the clip. I can only play it once, so you do have to listen, but then just tell us what movie this is from. Here you go.
Scary night, isn't it? With the murders and all, it's like right out of a horror movie or something. Do you like scary movies, Sydney?
That's got to be enough, right?
Yeah, that's got to be enough.
Scream.
Scream is correct.
Very well done.
Nicely done. You hold on. Let's go to Thomas. Hey, Thomas.
How's it going?
Very good, thank you. Are you ready for your movie?
Yep.
All right, I'm going to give you a few hints along the way. This is a little bit older. A little bit older of a scary movie. Here you go.
He supposedly drowned at Camp Crystal Lake back in 1957 when he was 11 years old.
The counselors weren't paying any attention. They were making love while that young boy drowned.
His mother blamed the counselors, and she tried to kill them all. But she got her head chopped off by one of them.
Yes! What movie is that from, Thomas?
I believe the name of it, or the character's name is Jason, but I don't know if that's the name of the movie.
It's not the name of the movie.
Yeah, you have the character right, but...
The name of the movie was the...
Remember the franchise that Jason was in?
Zaday?
I think Friday the 13th.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
How did you get it? Yes!
Boy, we spoon-fed you like that, like candy corn.
Except for he didn't spit it out, which he would do with candy corn.
Right.
Let's go to Jessica, that's a waitress. Hi, Jessica.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Jessica.
All right, Jessica, don't get too excited.
Are you ready for your clip?
Jessica, yeah. Do you work at the Depression Cafe? Is that where you're a waitress?
I'm not depressed.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Here's your clip.
From the very beginning, it was the children who gave me my power. Springwood Slasher. That's what they call me. Springwood's nightmares are just beginning.
What's that movie?
I don't know. I'm going to guess Boogeyman.
I'm sorry. It's Nightmare on Elm Street.
Good guess, though.
Thank you, though.
Sorry.
Because he is sort of a boogeyman.
Yeah, sure,
sure,
sure. Let's go to Eric. Hi, Eric.
Morning.
Yeah, Eric.
Lisa May.
Good morning, Eric.
Are you ready to give us the title of the movie?
Ready as I'm going to be.
All right. Here's your clip. Good luck.
Technically speaking, he's not really a murderer. He never killed anyone. He finds ways for his victims to kill themselves. He doesn't want us to cut through our chains.
No!
He wants us to cut through our feet.
All right.
Ah!
That should be enough, Eric.
Oh man, I could barely hear it.
Oh, that's a shame.
It was a little murky.
All right, I'll give you the rest of the clip. I did stop it a little early because I thought you would get it by then, but here you go.
Let the game begin.
All right, let the game begin.
All right.
It's a giveaway.
What are we going to be? It's going to be Leprechaun.
Incorrect.
The greatest movie ever.
Leprechaun is a great movie. Don't get me wrong.
That is a great movie. We agree with you. Unfortunately,
if we were giving away St. Patrick's Day tickets, then I think that would have been a solid guess.
It was Saw.
Saw, yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Man. All right, but thank you for playing. We appreciate
it. Game begin.
Let the game begin.
You like to play a game?
Let's go to Vincent. Hi, Vincent.
Here it is, Beck.
Yep.
Oh, hey, what's going on?
Here it is, Beck. Here it is, Beck.
Get up.
Get up.
Are you ready? I'm gonna give you the same hint I gave the other guy. This is an older movie, okay?
Okay.
Older movie. Here you go.
Here's Johnny.
Classic, legendary line from a legendary horror film.
AC/DC?
AC/DC is correct. Congratulations, you win.
The Shining.
Yeah, absolutely correct. He's funny and he knows the right
answer. Vincent's got a sense of humor. I like
all right, I hope he wins. Let's go to Jesse. Hi, Jesse.
Hello?
Jesse.
A toxicologist.
Hey. Oh, we could use you at this party because a lot of these people are going to need to be tested once they go down.
Talking about the K-Rock Dead Man's Ball this Saturday night at LACMA. Here is your movie clip. You tell us the title of the movie.
All right.
There was something in the house. Christy's like connected.
A real-life poltergeist.
Hey, Christy. I saw you talking to somebody.
I know. He's very sweet.
He's my friend.
I don't see him.
Standing right next to you.
Honey, he's not there.
Ah!
I have chills.
Ah!
No, I don't know this one. I know all the other ones. I guess Poltergeist.
Yeah. That's a good guess.
This is a brand new film. Maybe that's why you didn't know it.
Paranormal Activity.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry about
that. That was the third one I think you played clips from.
I think so too.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to Eric. Hey, yeah, Eric.
Eric.
Hi, Eric.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Good. Thank you. You ready for your movie?
Yes. Let's do it.
This is an older one. Here you go.
How long are you planning to stay in Reagan?
Until she rots and lies stinking in the earth. What's that?
Holy water.
You keep it away.
Exorcist.
It burns!
He didn't even wait for the clip to end.
He doesn't need the damn clip.
Exorcist it is. Nicely
Boom.
Done. Hold
Boom.
On. You're in the drawing. And let's take one more. This is James, a truck driver. Hi, James.
How's it going?
Good.
Good, James.
Another older movie, but a classic. Here you go.
It's sad. When a mother has to speak the words that condemn her own son, but I couldn't allow them to believe that I would commit murder. They'll put him away now, as I should have, years ago. He was always bad, and in the end he intended to tell them I killed those girls.
Oh, man. I'm going to have to go with Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Oh, close.
Close.
Psycho.
Psycho.
Oh.
Psycho. Sorry about that.
No problem.
Thank you for trying. All right, Lisa, we have 1, 2, 3, 4 people in the drawing.
All right.
Who's going to the party?
And the winner is Thomas.
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 Yeah.
Congratulations. You are going to be at the K-Rock Dead Men's Ball this Saturday night at the LACMA. Enjoy, and thanks for playing the game. We appreciate it.
Scary movies, scary movies, scary movies.
Boo.
Coming up just after the top of the hour, how can we get Omar to talk
talk his bride, Omar out of
his wife.
Yes.
No, can he get out of the couple's shower, the couple's baby shower? We need your help on that one.
Okay.
Plus, Psycho Mike's gonna be in studio today. He's got a big problem with trick-or-treaters, so we'll talk about that as well as we come up to Halloween time. First, it is approaching Halloween. This next Monday is Halloween, but the Christmas album's already coming out. And that's
strange,
a little
strange.
It
right?
just seems like it's earlier and earlier every year. It seems like after 4th of July, it's all bets are off. Let's throw stuff that's Christmas in the stores and get going. But Justin Bieber has a Christmas album. Oh, cute Justin. Under the Mistletoe. It comes out on November 1st. Here is the one song so far that we've heard that he has released.
It's the most beautiful time of the year. Lights fill the streets, spreading so much cheer. I should be playing in the winter snow, but I'ma be under the mistletoe. I don't wanna miss out on the holiday, but I can't stop staring at your face. I should be playing in the winter snow, but I'ma be under the mistletoe.
Yeah, he's not gonna be out in the snow. He's sure gonna be under the mistletoe.
Isn't that sweet?
Because he doesn't want to miss out, but he sure is going to be kissing a lot of girls. That's happening. So we figured we would check in with Justin and find out what the rest of the album sounds like. Justin Bieber joins us now on the phone.
Because I like girls, eh?
Right, right.
Get it?
Yeah, we get that. Under the mistletoe.
Oh, that's so
so awesome, eh?
Right.
Hey, Merry Christmas, everybody.
It's not really Christmas time.
It's, oh, it is. It's Canadian Christmas.
It's the 25th of October.
We celebrate a different time than you guys.
I don't think that's true.
I think we do.
Okay.
It's like Canadian Thanksgiving, eh?
Okay.
It's a different time. Everybody's like, well, what's that all about? It's like, oh, because we're in different countries, eh?
Right.
Right.
That song doesn't sound like it has much to offer to the Christmas music world.
Come on. It's so Christmassy, eh? It makes you feel just all toasty warm and like, oh, can't wait for some nog, eh?
Right, but we played like 20 seconds of it and you already repeated yourself. You're not going to go out to the snow. You're going to be spending time under the mistletoe.
Well, in all fairness, I am the guy who brought you baby, 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 oh.
That's a good point.
Baby, baby, no.
I didn't
baby,
think about
it. Baby, baby, oh.
Yeah, I didn't think
baby,
about that.
Baby, 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 oh.
Right, that's true.
That was my first hit.
I didn't know.
So
that.
You're lucky to get that much out of me. You think I'm repeating myself, eh? Don't be like, oh, what's that, you hoser?
Nobody says you hoser
all
anymore.
Oh, we do in Canada, eh? It's like a whole different country up here.
Yeah, it is a different country. That's true. Now, I have the track listing here. There's 15 tracks. And what do some of the other ones sound like? For example, Only Thing I Ever Get for Christmas. What does that sound like?
You want to hear that one?
Can you play it?
Sure, I can do it live for you if you want.
Absolutely.
Okay, here we go.
Let's hear it.
The only thing I ever get for Christmas, oh! The only thing I ever get for Christmas, no! The only thing I ever get for Christmas, oh! Christmas, Christmas,
right,
Christmas,
that's...
oh!
Justin?
Christmas, 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 no!
Justin?
Christmas, 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 oh! Christmas,
hey, Justin?
Christmas, Christmas, oh!
Justin?
Yeah, what's that, eh?
That's Baby, Baby, Baby.
No, that's the only thing I ever get for Christmas. Right, off the new album. I hope you all pick it up November 1st, eh?
I'm sorry. Let me play a little of the Baby, Baby, Baby.
Hmm. Oh, that's so different, eh?
That's the exact same song.
I don't hear any sleigh bells.
Okay, you added sleigh bells. That doesn't make a Christmas
that's
song.
That's not the case at all, actually.
All right, do you have, can you do Santa Claus is Coming to Town?
Of course I can. Classic. That's what everybody remembers from their, like, childhood, eh?
Okay, let's hear that.
Okay, here we go. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Really how I remember.
All right.
Santa,
all right. Justin.
Santa,
that's the same thing. That's the same thing as the last one.
Yeah.
That's not at all. It's such a no.
That's Baby, Baby, Baby.
I don't hear anyone singing about Santa in that one, eh?
Well, no, that's same music bed, though.
What? How can you not recognize different songs? Right. It's like you have some mental issue, eh?
How about Fa-La-La?
Ah, Fa-La-La. That's a classic.
How does that one go?
Fa-La-La, of course, from the sleigh bell song.
Right.
Jingle Bells. And the Boys to Men are with me on this
that's
one.
That's right. You do it with Boys to Men.
Yeah, it's great. You want to hear a little of that?
Please.
Fa-La-La. La 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 oh, la 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 no, fa la 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 oh, fa la 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 oh.
Yeah, that's not really a song.
Fa 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 la.
That's not even a song.
La 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 la.
That's not a song.
Ho ho ho, the jingle bells. Ho ho ho, Batman smells. Robin laid an egg.
All right.
And
that's
the
not
Batmobile lost its wheel, eh?
That's the same tune as all the others. How about Pray? How does that one go?
Pray?
Yes, Pray.
Oh, that's my personal favorite of the whole disc. I think it's a very spiritual number. You want to hear
yes,
sure.
Oh, here we go. Pray, 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 pray. Oh! Pray, pray,
right.
Pray, 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 no!
All right.
Go to church and then you pray.
All right.
Especially on Christmas Day.
Oh, all right, good.
To Santa, bring me lots of toys. One that's made for little boys. If you don't, then I'll be sad. Santa, you're a bastard, eh?
Oh, that didn't rhyme.
No, I ran out of rhyme.
You still working on that one?
Still working.
All right, good. Just after the top of the hour, we have to talk about Omar. We have a personal problem we need to take care of. He wants to invite us all to a couple's baby shower.
Oh, I'm going.
That's not good. I like your theory of ruining it, because that's what he does, has done every day of his life.
Exactly. Every party we've ever had, everything he's ever been invited to, he's just ruined with his drunken debauchery.
That's true. He shows up just blasted.
Yep.
So maybe that's a little payback.
Pushing people, jump behind the bar, making his own drinks. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm going to ruin this.
DJ Omar Khan.
I'm going to offload right in the middle of the room.
I don't know that I've ever heard it called offloading.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Drop some cargo.
If you promise to drop some cargo, I'm coming.
All right.
Time for the showbiz beat. Here's Ralph.
All right. I know how we feel about Lindsay Lohan. Excuse me.
Lindsay Lohan.
But this latest story, I may be in. She's desperate. She's desperate. She's trying to make money. How's she going to make money? Well, she's going the route of most either up-and-comers or has-beens. Playboy magazine, according to TMZ.
All right.
Will pay Lindsay Lohan almost $1 million to do a large nude spread for the magazine.
Giant size can.
I'm there. I am there.
I hope
she's got nothing much going on. She's starting to slip. She's starting to go on the other side of the mountain, so we better look now, I'm saying, well, before it's too late.
But looks-wise, she's trying to get in there, too. Her
teeth are effed up, and she's looking a little haggard and stuff, but it's Playboy. They're going to make her look.
They can airbrush all that?
Sure.
Good as possible.
I think she's a beautiful young girl.
She is. And she's got she's got fun bags for days. I think she's good to go. I think she's ready. This is her Marilyn Monroe swan song. Before we find her with an empty pill bottle clutched in her hand in her apartment.
Come on, you know it's coming. So take the pictures today.
That's right.
Boobs are holding up nicely for a gal her age, I'll say that.
That's what I'm saying. Lindsay's team initially balked at a $750,000 offer because she wanted $1 million.
All right.
And apparently Hefner and company came back. Lindsay with an offer just a little bit less than her asking price, but apparently it was good enough to have her sign on the dotted line. So
you do not see a pair like that every day.
Lindsay's reps say, meanwhile, I can neither confirm nor deny at this time.
Which is
a yes.
Mm-hmm. They're not denying.
Yeah.
That's a serious rack.
Here's a little piece of advice, Playboy. Listen to me. I'm on your side. I'm your friend. But you want to make this special? She poses nude in a morgue.
Oh,
that's the tie-in.
Wow,
her draped over the autopsy table
that's
and everything.
Terrible. Why? That's not
her
sexy.
Her naked in one of those pull-out drawers, just looking all dead-eyed into the camera. Come on, show some imagination.
Don't sound sexy.
Just saying. That's where she's doing her community service and all. See the tie-in.
No.
Yeah. She was supposed to do the Downtown Women's Center for the homeless women down there. Put her in like an alley, like amongst some trash bags and stuff and everything.
Wearing
fingerless gloves, pushing a shopping cart in the nude. I'm saying, let's use some imagination here.
Why do you want to
ruin it? Let's get inventive. I don't want to see her spread on a chaise lounge in some Victorian mansion.
I
want to see her in her natural elements. I think like a National Geographic spread, yes. So that's good news for people who like nudity.
Oh my God.
Not in the morgue, though. Seriously, don't take that suggestion seriously.
Sam, could be interesting.
Nope.
Could be an artistic statement.
Nope.
Eric Bana in casting news, who of course starred as the Incredible Hulk, or at least Bruce Banner in the film, is reportedly going to play Elvis Presley in a new movie. This is based on a true story that I always found fascinating. It's called Elvis and Nixon. And it's about the true...
They were lovers?
The true event. No. It's even better than that. Elvis shows up at the White House while Nixon was president, out of the blue, with no...
No invitation?
No invitation and no prior announcement. Just shows up. Because he wanted a badge that would make him a special narcotics agent.
The guy that does died of drugs?
That was the irony of it. He said he had privy to certain information about all these people who were doing drugs in Hollywood, and he knew all the dealers and stuff, and he wanted to be deputized by the DEA so that he could go out there and fight crime.
Excellent!
And Nixon was like, you're crazier than I am. But apparently they did meet in the Oval Office.
He got a meeting.
No one knows the conversation that was had between the two of them inside, but apparently this movie will do a fictionalized version of what happened between those two men.
Danny
Houston will play Nixon, which is a good choice. And Carrie Elwes from The Princess Bride, who played the lead in that, also in the Saw movies. He is going to be directing the film.
Does anyone know what really happened?
No one really
There's
does.
There's no book account, no Nixon's notes, nothing.
No. There's a photo of the two men together in the Oval Office.
That's weird.
But no one knows about what happened. I don't believe he got his badge.
Well, certainly never
was one of those toy badges or something. Junior G-Man.
There you go, Elvis. Yeah. Thanks for coming.
Thanks for stopping by, King. Reality TV show news. Nicolas Cage's son, Weston Cage, and his ex-girlfriend are headed for a reality TV show.
All right.
It's going to be Weston Cage, Christina Fulton, his ex-girlfriend, and the son they have together.
He and his ex-girlfriend.
Yes.
Now, Ralph, is he the one that got in the fight with his trainer on Hollywood Boulevard?
I don't know if that was Weston. Yeah. I think, is that Weston, the same one?
He got his ass
His ass handed to him by his bodyguard / trainer who he turned on. Yeah.
All right.
It'll be called Uncaged.
Oh, man.
It's going to be on VH1. And the network is describing it as a modern-day Addams Family, which I don't think is good news because they were fictional and this one is real.
It may be good news for us, though. I mean, it may be that crazy. It may be that bad.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Chad Smith, drummer for Red Hot Chili Peppers and Chickenfoot, is 50 years old today. Adam Goldberg, actor. Saving Private Ryan, another project, is 41. Craig Robinson of The Office. Lisa, you remember Craig Robinson.
Was it April Foolishness?
It was. He was a part of our lineup for April Foolishness.
Uh-huh.
And we gave Lisa the honor of introducing him on stage because we knew what a big fan she was.
And what's his name?
Craig Robinson.
Craig Robinson.
Hey, everybody! How about Craig Wilson? Craig Wilson? I may be a little drunk.
Yes.
Maybe a little bit.
This is why we have to watch Lisa at the events. This is why we curtail her alcohol.
She doesn't often give me a microphone.
We do have people follow her around and cut her off.
Craig is 40. Katy Perry is 27 years old today. And singer Ciara is 26. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Go to krock.com, by the way, or kevinandme.com. And I'm counting down for National Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Oh, what a guy.
Thank you.
You're a giver.
I didn't want to do this.
No.
Because it involves looking at a bunch of pictures of sexy women and a bunch of video. Who wants to look at that? So far, I have number 10, Olivia Wilde from House.
Pig.
Hard to argue with, right?
Pig.
Number 2 from one of my favorite shows, Nikita, I have Lindsay Fonseca. And here's the weird thing about that one. You got to go to that one because the first video is her eating a chocolate cone.
Oh, my God.
Why? I don't know. Yeah. It doesn't make any
sense. You don't care.
But goodness.
It's the most sex. She's just like licking the cone. And it doesn't make any sense why it exists, but I think all hot chicks should be required to do this. Number 8 is Yvonne Strahovski from Chuck. Number 7 is Lake Bell from How to Make It in America. Number 6 is Kelly Cuoco from Big Bang Theory. Number 5 is Nina Dobrev from Vampire Diaries. And number 4 today is Amber Heard. Even though the Playboy Club was canceled because they ruined it, but she was on this fall.
She's in the new The Rum Diary. She's in The Rum Diary. Weekend. Right. I'm going to see it tonight.
So that's the countdown, and you can check it out at kevinandbean.com or krock.com. And you can look at all the others as well. There's a bunch of video up there as well. All right. Yesterday, Omar comes into the studio.
Yeah, I must have missed this conversation.
He kind of came in.
Because Omar's still alive, so I must have missed this conversation.
He kind of came in with his head held a little low, and he was kind of mumbling a little bit. And that's not Omar. Usually Omar comes in and just screams and throws things.
Yeah.
So he walks in, and he's talking to Dave. I could only kind of hear it out of the side of my mind. I'm concentrating on something else, and I can sort of hear what's going on. And he sort of asked Dave what he thought about what would happen if Omar would invite him to a couple's baby shower.
Yeah.
Now, Omar is having a baby, and that's troubling enough. I mean, there's no way Omar is supposed to be a father.
How dare you?
Seriously, though.
I'm going to be a great dad.
Nope.
That's just not the case.
So he's asking the order for a co-ed baby shower. Yeah. Whereas most baby showers are just the ladies get together and they ooh and ah over baby clothes and diapers and other gadgets involved
if you don't mind my saying, first of all, before we move on to the couples.
Okay.
For the most part, women hate baby showers.
Oh, I think you're mistaken.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. I've
talked to a lot of women.
Some women
Kat
do.
And I don't.
Some women
do. I mean, we don't want to go.
Especially single women who don't have children are the least interested of all women.
All right.
But there are a ton of other women who really get off on the baby stuff.
As soon as we started telling that Cassie was pregnant, I mean, everybody was talking about the baby shower. It was like instant.
Okay.
It was crazy.
At what point did the baby shower become bring the guys... And where were your balls at that moment?
As you know, when your wife is pregnant, And she's going through the emotional changes that she goes through when, you know, she's having a baby.
Yeah.
The moment she got pregnant, my balls were in a vice, basically, is what happens. Because, you know, she's in a delicate state, and I will do anything to please her.
Right.
But right now, you know.
That's why you lock him up for 9 months, Omar. What did I tell you?
Sorry, my bad.
You
I forgot.
Just put her in a cage for 9 months. That way she can't get at you.
And, I don't know, guys.
Omar's gonna be a bad guy.
Stop your crying.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's...
Listen, she's got a couple's baby shower.
Yeah.
But she still brings up this idea.
Yeah.
So then you have to find a creative way to massage her around the idea of that not happening. You have to use all of the forces at your disposal.
Now,
without an out-and-out confrontation, you have to find a way to make it happen.
Now, before we move on,
that
thought hit you, right? I mean, at that moment, you went, oh, no, 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 no.
At first, well, I didn't go in my head, oh, no, no. I said, no, 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 no,
right,
no,
okay.
to her.
Even
and
better.
She's all like, think again, dude. Yeah. And I was like, okay, what am I going to say to that? You know? That's what happened, yeah.
So she just closed you down that quick?
Oh, yeah, totally.
You're done. You are finished on every level.
Now, we should give you a little more background on Omar, and that is that he's lucky to have her.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he's marrying up. He married up.
Wait.
So, I mean, what are you going to do? But then you walk in here talking about a couple's baby shower.
You know,
Come on.
Yeah, you know, I consider you guys close, and, you know, we want to invite people that are close to us. Uh-huh. So, but also, I know how you guys would react to it, too.
We're
close to not coming.
Yeah.
That's what we're close.
Yeah.
Were you scared to come in and bring it up?
Because
you were kind of mumbling. Like, I didn't even barely hear it. And finally, I perked up. I was like, are you not talking about inviting us to a couple's baby shower?
Oh, you should tell the geese about his shower.
Yeah.
You should tell him about the co-eyed shower.
Yeah, I want to get Dave's feel first. And,
well, Dave's the only man in the studio who would go.
Yeah, true.
He'd knit some little jumper or something. He would bring little panda hats for everybody. And stuff. You talk to the one guy who's the most womanly of all of us.
As soon as I brought it up, he started naming off games that we could play.
Oh, sure. Yeah. I'm sure he's up for it.
See, that's the problem. Is that these stupid games, then you win like diaper. I don't know what happens at those things, but they're not fun. They can't be fun.
Yeah. But we want to turn it into more of a party.
Oh, they all do.
That's what everyone says when they pitch this.
Yeah. It's not going to be like a regular shower. This is going to be like a party everybody.
Yeah, exactly.
It's going to be great. No lies.
Yes.
Have the baby shower and then have a party. We'll all come.
Yeah. All right.
Have a real party.
And we'll
separate.
Bring stuff.
Okay. Right. What if she promises to have a mountain to blow there?
All right. Now you're talking about it.
That's got to be a party,
right? Be funny, though. All right. Now listen. I'm not accepting the fact that you have to take part in this yet. You gave up way too quick.
That probably is true.
I know you're marrying up. Yeah. I know she's the one that needs to be taken into account.
Yeah.
But there's got to be a way we can circle back around to that original decision.
I'm open to ideas, for sure.
And get you out of it.
I need to get out of it, yeah.
So people who've
been... I think you're shooting a little high. I'm just trying to get us out of it. You're trying to get him out of it?
Come on.
Yeah, he's on his own.
What? Yeah, he's going to have to be there.
No. Not him loose.
Because he's already, that bridge is burnt. There's no way he can go back.
That's where we're going to end up. But we're also going to end up with us not being there. I think if we go back and try and get him out of it. So what we want to do is take calls from listeners who have been in this exact situation. You have been told by your wife or girlfriend that there's going to be a couple's baby shower.
Mm-hmm.
And you did what Omar did, which was no. And then they said, oh, think again. And then you shut up. And then you started. Then, you got to face all of the guys. And you know none of the guys want to come to a baby shower.
Yep.
So give us a call at 1-800-520-1067. Best case scenario, we can work Omar out of it without making his wife mad.
Yes.
Yeah. That's called divorce, Kevin.
That's the only
option.
That's not making her mad, though.
That's
what I'm saying. So, but then really, seriously, what we want to do is get us out of it. So, 1-800-520-1067. We'll take your... What a giant pussy you are.
Yeah.
Meow.
Yeah.
Meow. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You're going to say no.
I can't.
Well, you know, this sets the tone for your entire marriage, Omar. You realize these early battles that you fight... You must win, or else you're done. You're finished.
You are setting the tone forever. Do you realize how many times she's forgiven me for dumbass things
that's
I've done?
True. You are behind the eight ball, but
I'm way behind.
Look, you got two strikes on you. It's 0-2 on you. But seriously, this is one you need to win because Ralph's right. This is just the beginning.
Well, I need help.
Got to draw a line somewhere,
I don't know
man.
What to do.
You know what kind of games they play at baby showers? They have, Lisa was just telling
bad me. Bad ones, I'm guessing?
They give you a piece of ribbon, a length of ribbon, and then you cut it to how big you think her stomach is right this minute. And the closest gets, like, a scented candle.
Yeah. Oh, sweet Lord.
Good times, right?
You got to give out prizes, Ralph.
There's a bag of rice, and they put a bunch of safety pins in, and you get 30 seconds. Whoever gets the most safety pins wins.
Foot cream.
Foot cream or something.
I'm coming to this shower now.
I need another glass of
I'm bringing the reggaeton horn, and I'm going to just be blasted, vomitous drunk.
I love that idea.
And then I'm just going to offload right in the middle of the party.
Why'd you get your ribbon and measure this and see how big you think this is?
All right, let's take some calls and see if we can get some help. Eddie, hi.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Eddie.
Well, bad things are up. That's what's up.
Hey, the greatest baby shower I went to is my friend. We took kegs. We took shots. We had a DJ. Doing cake stands, we were shooting yard glasses.
See, but that's not really a baby shower. Like,
yeah, was your wife happy with that? Because she couldn't do any of that.
Was your wife there?
It was my friend's baby shower.
Oh, it was your friend's wife.
Yeah, so he goes, come on, you got to come with me, help me set up with the party. I go, hey, are you going to give me a drink? He's like, yeah, I got a keg there. I got a couple bottles of liquor. I'm like, all right, all right. He took out a big old glass yard.
Yeah.
I was filling that up, giving it to everybody, shooting it down. I mean, by the end of the party, everybody was shit-faced.
All right, easy there, language.
Did you win a candle?
If only there was some way I could drink beer and do shots and not be at a baby shower. If there was only some way I could manage that. Oh, that's right. They have these things called bars that I can go to.
Thank you, Eddie. By the way, that is the answer for every single person that calls. They go, well, add alcohol to it. And our answer is, let's drink alcohol apart from it.
Already have alcohol. Don't need the baby shower.
You know who can't participate in that? The woman that's pregnant?
Yeah. That kind of sucks.
All right, let's go to Carrie. Hi, Carrie.
I had a couple's baby shower and
You to hell, first of all. go ahead.
Well, I was with my husband for a very long time, so his friends were my friends, so I wanted them to go as well.
Yeah, because you wanted to punish them.
No, we had a taco man, we had a margarita machine, we had a drinking game, like drinking beer out of a baby bottle.
Sweet heavens.
That's another one is they have a race, like they'll put beer in a baby bottle and then you have to suck it through the nipple.
That doesn't make it okay or fun, just because you're adding booze to the baby bottle game.
Our gifts weren't scented candles. They were like bottles of booze or like gift certificates.
Doesn't matter.
Stop
it's
it.
Still a baby shower.
Stop it, people.
I think Omar should stick with it and you guys should all go. You'll have a
Oh, of course you do. Of course you do, because you're one of the problems.
I think so too, Carrie. All the guys should go.
Yeah, it's got to be fun.
I will guarantee you something right now. If we go, you'll regret it.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm telling you that right now.
You're going to wish you... Actually, this may be the way to teach Kazi a lesson.
No. Oh.
This may be a way to teach Omar's wife a lesson. Never let this happen again.
But shouldn't she know that? She's married to Omar.
That is true.
You have to remember, Omar, Kevin was throwing candy-coated almonds at people at your wedding.
Kevin was pelting
people with almonds. That. He and Lightning were having an almond fight while you guys were doing your first dance at your wedding.
Oh, that's good times.
See, he doesn't mind that, but I'm saying I don't know that your wife will appreciate that.
I don't know. She has a pretty good sense of humor.
Oh,
also,
man.
Throwing alcohol into the mix isn't the best idea with me around.
No, especially that's a terrible baby shower, idea. You know?
Well, when I unleash the Kraken in the center of the room at your party, I don't think she's going to have much of a sense of humor about that.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show this afternoon between 5 and 7. I'm going to be hosting a K-Rock tailgate party at the Los Angeles Kings. So if you're going to that game, you might want to go to lakings.com/krock, and you can get tickets for the tailgate party. We're going to be hanging out there. We're going to be playing some baby games.
Yeah. You're drinking beer out of a baby bottle. You're throwing safety pins on the ice. See what you can put in the net.
You could win a scented candle.
Oh, man.
So if you'd like to join us, go to lakings.com/krock, and you can join us between 5 and 7, and then you can stay for the game, and you can watch the Kings play New Jersey.
That should be a win.
All right, let's talk about Ashton Kutcher. I saw this yesterday. I didn't know what it was. It is out of the blue. I was on, I think, Tyler Durden, and there was a video of Ashton Kutcher talking. And so I listened to it, and I thought, this is really unbelievable.
Maybe you were being punked, dude. Maybe he's going to come out and say, you watched my video, punked.
Now, if you think Like, here's what I would think. There, he's been in the news a lot.
Yes.
A, because the series is not doing so well, but B, more importantly, this woman says she's been having sex with him and his marriage is in trouble and all that. So he wants to address that, and you would think he would say, hey, the rumors are untrue,
mm-hmm.
or something to that
nature. Seems, yeah.
He really, really, really goes out of his way to try and be much more deep than that. He's not talking about just this particular case. He's talking about journalism in general.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
He's going to set them all straight.
And I was listening to it, and I was just thinking to myself, how boring can one man be? Listen to this. This is Ashton Kutcher. It's just him looking into his camera, you know, on the computer.
Good evening. Good night, good morning, wherever you are in the world. I just wanted to open up a little dialogue on the state of honesty.
On the state of honesty.
Wow, it's a pretty big dialogue. Dan.
Right?
State of honesty.
This has nothing to do with me and my wife
no.
and the possible cheating. I'm just talking about, in general, honesty.
He's concerned about us.
The state of truth. The status of truth as it pertains to literature and media. I was reading a piece of text.
I was reading a piece of text.
Literature and media, by the way, not the same thing.
Not at all.
Not even close, Ashton. Put down your thesaurus and your bong.
I bought a piece of text at the bookstore. I was very happy with it.
Yeah. The other night, by a Kabbalist named Yehuda Ashlag, and he was actually speaking about the bastardizing of... He's writing about the bastardizing of...
Now, at this point, I was still thinking, what the F is he talking about? Where is he going? Is he going to eventually say he didn't do it and people need to be more responsible? Is that what his... Is that his goal, his angle?
Religion, spirituality, as it pertained or as it related to the cost of printing literature. And he was talking about... the early days of printing literature, and the cost threshold was extraordinarily high, and it was very difficult to get a...
He was talking about the cost threshold of...
Sweet Lord.
Right?
Is he saying that you used to only print really important stuff because it costs so much? Yeah. Is that what he's saying?
That's what he's trying to get
And now
at.
It doesn't cost anything?
Yes.
Because on the internet, you can print everywhere, anything goes. I think it's going to eventually be his point.
Oh, but he can't just come out and say that. He's got to sound much more deep.
No, I read a book by Schumpeter Schlanchenstein.
A piece of text, Ralph.
Yeah, he said the extraordinary, the bastardizing, but it's bastardization, by the way, the bastardizing of the literature, of the spirituality.
I want to headbutt this a-hole.
This is the same guy that was the total over-the-top in-your-face on Punk'd on MTV. Oh. He was super annoying. Remember all that hype that
He thinks he's somebody.
Printer to actually print something for you, and it took a very long time to have something... go from being written to printed to published. And because publishers had a limited amount of inventory...
Oh, Lord.
I'm out, right?
Oh, Lord.
I mean, really.
We don't need this explanation. We get it.
By the way, he's talking about, like, the Gutenberg press.
Yeah, way back in the day.
Like, you know, the 1600s. Since the mass media has been in, there's been all kinds of crap published all the time, Ashton. You got pulp novels and crappy tabloids. It's been around for, like, hundreds of years. Why don't you effing relax?
They held great scrutiny over what they would be willing to print. And then they started talking about how the cost threshold starts to come down on printing.
What's the point of this story? Oh.
And as that threshold is reduced, and as there are more and more printers and they're in competition with each other, the level of honesty of literature started to plummet.
Now, that's just not true, by the way. Just not true.
Because, yeah, he said when they used to not be able to print so much, they were sure it was honest.
Yeah.
Which doesn't make any sense. No. They were sure it sold. But
yeah,
not
absolutely.
That,
yeah.
That it was honest. No.
The integrity of the literature started to plummet because it was simply easier to do. And I started thinking about that in relation to...
myself and all of the rumors. Like, right, you think he's going to at least now make a turn back into reality in my life and what's going on?
Media and social media today, where the threshold to actually have...
All right, listen, you've used up too many thresholds. I mean, really, you can only say threshold so many times.
Literature printed and distributed. the cost threshold to $0, and thereby...
Thereby is a word people use who want you to think they're smarter than they are.
Is no gatekeeper of the truth. We are our own editors, and we are our own publishers, and we are our own printers. And thereby people can...
Thereby.
Bastardize the truth in any way, shape, or form that they want.
And this has happened to me, and I'd like to say for the record that...
And spread that around the world. You know, there's that old saying that... A lie can travel halfway around the world before the truth can leave someone's lips.
Okay, so, and the truth in this case is, I didn't sleep with her or whatever, I didn't cheat on Demi, or we were split up. Where are you going with it?
And I think that, as I was thinking about it, I was thinking that we really have to take it upon ourselves to instill a level of honesty in the works and the media that we create and share with one another.
Oh, sweet Jesus. What a pretentious putz.
And be certain that we are doing our own diligence to ensure that what it is that we're saying is for the benefit of another.
So everything we have to say has to be to your benefit, you douchebag?
Yes, everything has to be to his benefit.
Here's how you ensure that you don't have lies spread about you in the media. You don't have parties in your suite at the Hard Rock Hotel in San Diego with tons of booze and young girls in it.
He's not talking about that.
I've seen the photos. If nothing else, even if he didn't bang these girls, his room was filled with young girls and booze.
But he's not talking about
that. He didn't meet this girl at the library, okay? He wasn't talking about the Gutenberg Press with this 23-year-old in San Diego. He had a party in his room with a ton of hot young chicks and booze there. Don't do that if you want to avoid problems. Don't blame the effing media and the social situation of the cost threshold of literature, you tremendous asshole.
What a dumb douchebag.
And for the benefit of another, utilizing for our full capacity to share the truth.
Even from a standpoint of trying to make the point he's trying to make, he's doing it
poorly. Yeah.
Even if he was talking about actual media and everything else and not his own story.
This is a guy who has tweeted, by the way, I like to pee outside with my dogs. So don't act like everything that comes out of your thumbs on the keyboard is some piece of literature either, Ashton.
Good point.
Listen to how he wraps it up.
So it was just a thought, and I wanted to vlog out a little thought. So yeah. It is... yours to feast on. Have a good day.
Here's the thing, Ashton. He says it's yours to feast on.
Let me tell you a story, Ashton. There used to be a time when, in order to do film or television, the cost threshold was enormous. So they used to have to make sure that whatever they would put on video or film was interesting enough and entertaining enough to be exposed to the masses. Now, any asshole can put whatever pretentious rant he wants on a video camera and post it up on the internet and subject people to his aimless rambling and his sort of puffery where he thinks he's a lot smarter than he is. So.
Oh, Psycho Mike is here. We're going to talk to him after the top of the hour. He's got a huge pet peeve about people who bust their kids into the neighborhoods that are good because his parents live in a good neighborhood.
Right. Yeah.
And apparently they just drop kids off by the busload, and it's just driving him crazy. So we'll talk to him about that just after the top of the hour. First, Ralph Garman is here with a look at the showbiz beat. What's going on, Ralph?
It's Tuesday. That means new CDs and DVDs are available for your entertainment pleasure. New releases in stores now when it comes to music. Milo Xyloto by Coldplay. Of course, it's the sequel to Mendata Zendata, or whatever that effing Police album was. What the hell's wrong with them? Did you ask them what the hell
they said,
were naming their album that for?
They said they just made it up out of words that don't exist because they just wanted words that don't exist.
Oh.
I don't know.
You know, Ashton Kutcher once told me that before music threshold of production was so high, they used to have to take very... long looks at the creative responsibility of the elements of the name of an album before they would release.
Even Ashton Kutcher could be that boring.
Oh, man.
I have a clip from Milo Xyloto if you want to hear a little bit of it.
Yeah. No, I think that's new Bjork you're what? Playing. I think that's new Bjork.
Oh, that's not Coldplay.
That's not Coldplay
at all.
Actually,
that album is great.
Audio Video Disco by Justice, also currently in stores. A Very She and Him Christmas by She and Him, of course, the Zooey Deschanel band. Christmas by Michael Bublé. And the new Kelly Clarkson CD is out now.
Christmas all the time. All of a sudden, it's not even Halloween.
It's that time of year, you know.
Not quite.
Jack-o'-lanterns and ho-ho-ho. New DVDs, Captain America, The First Avenger. Chris Evans, Hugo Weaving, Sam Jackson shows up at the end of it. You can check that out this week. The new Winnie the Pooh film is also available on DVD for the kids. Attack the Block, very funny film starring Nick Frost. The Bridge School Concert's 25th Anniversary Edition. It's a 3-DVD set with Neil Young and Pearl Jam, Petty, David Bowie. And TV shows on DVD, Robot Chicken Season 5 is available today. You can
love that show.
Pick that up if you're so inclined. Lindsay Lohan in the news. Apparently she has just fired her business manager, Lou Taylor. Lindsay didn't feel that he had time for her anymore and things weren't being handled to her specifications. Lou has a couple big name clients like Britney Spears and others, so maybe he thought that those careers were use of his time.
Careers where things were happening?
Well, careers where there were careers.
Right.
Right.
Business management where there was business to manage.
Sure.
However, it looks like he may have missed out on a little bit of a payday because soon after she fired him, word spread today that Lindsay's going to be shooting a nude Playboy spread in the magazine for nearly $1 million.
Some organs, such as your breasts, receive special attention.
Yes, they do.
Now, is this a rumor that, or a rumor, or a press release that Playboy put the offer out there, or is this a confirmation that she's going to do it?
TMZ has confirmed.
Awesome.
That Lindsay will be shooting nude photos for Playboy for almost $1 million.
She has big, big boobs.
According to TMZ, the site's been in the works for months. The deal has been in the works for months. And that Lindsay initially balked at their offer of $750,000 because she wanted $1 million. And Hefner and company came back with her with an offer a little bit less than $1 million, but close enough apparently for her to accept the deal.
So, boobs. Sweet.
How's she going to explain what she does for a living to the judge the next time she goes into the hearing? My client, Your Honor, needs to show her bare naked boobies in order to make a living. So the formaldehyde from the morgue is having a detrimental effect on her. That's why she stopped showing up. The threshold of literature. Can't get over that video.
Isn't that crazy?
Heads exploding. Today's celebrity birthdays. Chad Smith, Red Hot Chili Pepper drummer. He's also drummer for Chickenfoot.
If I ever get a chance to do the joke where you tell him that he looks like Will Ferrell, he loves
it.
Oh, he
never see a man
funnier.
Laugh harder than when you do that with Chad.
He just loves it.
He's 50 years old today. Speech from Arrested Development is 43 years old. Adam Goldberg celebrates his 41st birthday, as does Ed Robertson of Bare Naked Ladies. Craig Robinson from The Office, he's 40 years old today. Remember that time Lisa had to introduce him for one of our...
I did the best job anyone ever could
April
have done
Fool's
ever
comedy shows that we
night.
Do every April.
His name is Craig Robinson.
Craig Robinson, if you know him from The Office, he plays Daryl on that show.
It was Wilson, actually.
Very entertaining, funny, funny man. Lisa's a big fan. That's why we let her introduce him.
Hey, everybody! How about Craig Wilson? Craig Wilson? I may be a little drunk.
Yep. I have a lot of white Zinfandel with Splenda in it.
I'm giving you a zero for the day.
In Lisa's defense, she was on vacation that day,
yeah,
that weekend.
Yeah, it had already started.
Her vacation had started, so she didn't have to worry about work or anything else. So she started drinking early. Like, she showed up smashed. It was sweet.
Katy Perry is 27 years old today. And Ciara celebrates her 26th birthday.
Sorry, I missed Katy Perry.
You
too.
Did. You have some catching up to do.
My
with
bad.
That bell. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
We welcome to the studio a young actor / bodybuilder / radio host. Named Psycho Mike.
Hey, everybody. Yeah. Hey, everybody.
Woo! May have heard of.
Oh, yeah.
How are you, man?
Oh, I'm good. But lately, I've been really brought down because I've been thinking about the bastardizing of text.
Of the media.
From literature.
Gutenberg to Sloggenvog.
It was funny because I saw that video from Ashton Kutcher and I was watching and I was like, this is unbelievable. And I went into the office and I was like, you guys have to see this. It's crazy. And everybody's like, yeah, okay, whatever. It can't be that good. It's crazy bad.
Yeah, I think he's just a guy who's allowing his personal problems to like bleed into what he's doing
he's
out
trying
there.
Trying to act
yeah.
so deep.
Yeah, don't
good
do that.
Good evening. Good night. Good morning. Wherever you are in the world.
Well, you can't go with good night and good morning back to back. That's like, it kind of nullifies the one you just said before.
I just wanted to open up a little dialogue on the state of honesty.
Maybe you're not the guy, Ashton.
Ashton.
Anyway, he's a douchebag. What's your complaint, Mike? You have a huge complaint. Every Halloween, here's what happens.
Oh.
Mike is on fire. And he yells at people. That's and right. Then people call up and yell at Mike. And it's so much fun for the rest of us.
Yeah.
What are you upset about,
Mike? I'm fine taking a stand, though.
Okay.
I'll take the flack, Lisa May.
All right.
Like I did in NOM.
You didn't? You were not
yeah.
in NOM.
Never, when never. You believe in what you're doing, it's okay to catch some fire every once in a while.
What is it that you believe that you're doing that is correct?
People, I get it. You may not like where you live. You may not like where you're raising your children. But it doesn't mean you could pick two or three hot points in Southern California and take all your kids there to trick or treat. It destroys it for everybody.
Wait, do you hate the kids?
Is that I don't hate children.
You hate children.
I don't hate the children.
That's what I'm getting.
I hate these children. And no candy for them. Because now, here's what happened.
We should start by saying this isn't your house. It's your dad's
no.
house. Your dad's
yeah.
house.
My house.
Let's start with that.
My house is on and popping because I live in Venice. So it's fine. It's a nice, clean stream of neighborhood kids. And everything works out. You know why? Because it's Venice kids getting Venice candy.
Yeah.
And there's this nice sense of community. And everything works out. Mm-hmm. And there's plenty of candy for kids and all that. In where my parents live.
Hang on. Note to self. Go to Mike's house.
Yeah, take your kids there.
Well, you know what? Here's a Venice, perfect example. Venice is not like the nice neighborhood in that area. Plenty of kids probably could go to the Palisades or into Malibu, which is nearby, and get a lot better candy and from a lot richer people, but they don't do it. And everything works out fine. I'm sure maybe the people in the Palisades deal with that, but they don't deal with it from the kids in my neighborhood. What happens where my parents live is people come from all around. They drive all the livelong day in their vans, bringing tons of children.
From Mexico in some cases.
There's Korean kids, like kids dressed like Kim Jong-il. They don't speak a goddamn word of English, and they're asking for candy. Coming back 2, 3, 4 times. And next thing you know, there's a line. I'm not exaggerating. This is
yes,
the truth.
You are.
No. The kids for Korea is an exaggeration, but this isn't an exaggeration. There's a line, like people waiting in line for the iPhone 4S. Yeah. A line at every house down the way. 30, 40 kids deep, the entire, for starting from 3 p.m. till, 8 o'clock at night.
So you just keep the door open.
My parents hire me, essentially, to stand in front because my parents can't keep coming to the door. So you just stand in front of your house in this part of where my parents live. You stand outside with just giant vats of candy and just keep scooping and going. And that destroys the ding-dong. Hey, kids. Oh, what are you? You're a princess. Hey, how are you? Oh, hey, what's up? I coached you in Little League. Good. Here's some candy for you. That's what trick-or-treating is supposed to be about.
Right.
And I don't begrudge someone who doesn't want to walk their kid. If you live in a bad neighborhood, you don't want to walk your kid around that neighborhood at night. I get that. So you want to go to a nicer place. That's one thing. 2 years ago, this guy came from Bakersfield with 14 kids in a van. And then they yell at you when you don't get enough candy. And then my poor pops is shelling out $500 at the Costco so that he can make sure that the insulin feed of 40 zip codes is taken care of.
In their defense, it's a long trip from Bakersfield.
They're hungry, right?
To make it worth their while. You need to make it worth their while.
Stop for a $5 foot long, a-hole. It's not. This is like communism.
It's not.
It's candy communism.
It's candy communism.
Look,
a lot of people don't live in nice neighborhoods. Maybe it's dangerous. Maybe they're, everybody has their lights off. They're not very...
85% Chinese, my neighborhood, where I grew up. You don't think it's dangerous having a bunch of Chinese drivers at night? Kids dressed in dark outfits? People in the 35-foot Mercedes not knowing where they're going on one-way streets? It's hell!
Now, who do you want to talk to? You want to talk to people who take their kids to other neighborhoods? And
listen,
have them tell you why they do it?
I'm going to.
Because you
know.
Don't seem to care.
I do
You're
care.
You're not a caring human
one
being.
Thing I know about the mic, he cares,
he
Kevin.
He does care.
And I care, and I want things to work out. But what I'm saying is it ruins it for everybody. It ruins it for the kids who come because they have to wait in line to get candy. And they
All of a sudden, there's 65 people in line in front of them.
Right,
one
and
house.
That is seriously not an exaggeration. A couple years ago, I got audio tape of it.
Uh-huh.
We'll play that later.
In a minute, yeah.
I think maybe this year I need to get video so that you can understand.
I would like to see.
Because it's out of this world, and it ruins it for the kids who are coming from other neighborhoods because they don't know who they're getting candy from. There's no sense of community. And they have to wait in line a lot of times, and it destroys the fun of going from house to house. It ruins it for the kids in my neighborhood who I actually know, like I do coach Little League there. They get awash in a sea of strangers. That gets kind of, you know, kind of watered down. And it certainly ruins it for the homeowners in that neighborhood because they're sometimes like, got the flame to their keister because they're running out of candy.
Have you ever had to make an emergency run
for yes! candy? And if you make it on Halloween night, there's no candy left anywhere. I'm at a 7-Eleven buying it piece by piece. It's horrible. You understand what I'm saying? It's not that I want to create a class system or anything, but I also feel like if everybody was to stay in their own neighborhood, you would create a better environment for everybody around you. And it's like, yeah, okay, it would probably be better to go and get a full-size Snickers from a mansion than to get a crappy candy from a shack. But
much better, by the
but
way.
It's so much better to walk around places that you know and see kids you go to school with. That was the best part for me when I was growing up. And like, I feel like you guys could agree with me on that. Is like, you show off. That's where you show off your, like, in a lot of schools, they don't allow you to wear costumes at school anymore. So that's your time to show up like, I'm a ghost!
Right.
Look at me!
But you're not thinking about this, is that if I go to a neighborhood that doesn't know me, I can get back 2-3 times and they won't even recognize
Oh,
me.
Believe me, I recognize.
But you would.
Oh, Mikey recognizes.
I'd change it a little bit. I'd take something off or change it. I'd go, hey, trick or treat. And then they would give me more candy.
All I'm saying is we got to take care of our own before we start taking care of others. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not sure.
USA.
Okay. We'll take some calls. 1-800-520-1067.
You're in Al-Qaeda if you go to another neighborhood.
That's a stretch.
Yep. It's just like outsourcing your business. You're destroying the good old US of A from the inside out. So stay where you are or you're in Al-Qaeda. Thank you.
USA! 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 USA!
No hip, no candy for that hippie. Don't come to my neighborhood.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. It's 22 minutes after 8 o'clock. Psycho Mike is here.
Oh, yeah.
He spends every Halloween at his parents' house.
Yeah.
I think you're upset for your parents more than anything, aren't you?
I do. I feel bad for my poor pops.
How much does your poor pops pay for Halloween candy every year?
I'm going to go out on a limb and say because he sent me on a $250 run in the middle of like the peak hours, like 7 p.m., and already before that he'd gone through a ton of candy, so I'm going to say well over $500.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
And he didn't fight in the Spanish-American War to have to deal with $500.
He wasn't alive in the Spanish-American
War. He was in the Rough Riders!
Okay. Let's talk to Ryan. Ryan is calling from East L.A. Hi, Ryan.
What's up? How you doing?
Good, thank you.
All right. Psycho Mike, what's up?
Hey, buddy.
All right. Well, we go trick-or-treating on Montebello, California every year.
Where are you from, East Los? You go from East Los, don't you?
Yeah.
Yep.
We have to, yeah. It's the best way because there's like 2 billion kids, and they just pack into the houses, and there's lines, like they said, just waiting, and my kids love it, so it's awesome.
How do your kids love that? How do your kids
love it?
Because
it's like when we were young, you didn't have to worry. You could like run around. You got to put glow sticks on your kids to see where they're at. You know, you got to put different colors and be creative because all the kids got fucking damn glow sticks.
Oh!
My language.
And see, listen, that sounds like a bad parenting move.
Why?
How many kids do you have? How many kids do you have, and how old are they?
I have 4 kids.
How old are they?
They're 4, 10, 12, and 16.
Yeah. First off, 16-year-old out. He's 16.
They're trick-or-treating.
Stop it.
Up every year. It's awesome. Yeah. Why not? I dress up.
Listen, are you with Ryan from East L.A.?
Yes, I am. Oh. Because what you're doing is opting to forego the boutique of candy to go to the Walmart of candy.
Of course.
And that's
okay,
bad.
Yeah.
That's bad choice.
That's a smart choice.
No, nothing personal about it.
We want good candy. We want a lot of candy.
I'm with Ryan.
I grew up in Montebello.
I'm going to Montebello.
Where your parents live, yeah.
All right, thank you, Ryan. All right, well, he's fine with it. He doesn't seem to be bothered by your hatred, Mike.
I know. Well, he needs that. He needs the handouts. What he's getting is candy welfare, not fair.
All right, let's talk to...
it's not well or fair.
Esther. Hi, Esther.
Good morning.
You live in Long Beach?
We live in a really nice area of Long Beach.
Okay.
And by 5 o'clock, you have the small neighborhood kids come by. 7 o'clock, they don't even walk anymore. You've got cars, little Kias or Saturns pulling up with 5-6 kids, and they just get off at the house with a random light on.
Yeah.
That's right.
It's annoying as hell.
So
we turn off the lights when we finally run out of candy. But
you just turn off the lights and hide on the floor?
Esther.
Uh-huh.
Be honest with me. Above and beyond spending more money on candy, doesn't it hurt you because it destroys all the personal aspects of Halloween?
Exactly.
Thank you.
The first 5 o'clock hits, it's barely dusk, and all the small kids, you see all the neighborhood kids. 7 o'clock, it's done.
Yeah.
You
and
got all
and then they're bussing them in from Bakersfield.
What I want is a union of people from, like, a certain level of neighborhood. I want all the wealthy neighborhood people to get together and go to bad neighborhoods and tear Christmas carol. Knock on their door. Hey, I know I don't know you. I'm from 40 miles away. Hush, little baby, don't say a word. Whatever you sing at Halloween, Christmas time. I don't know what songs you sing. But we're going to carol in your face. All night long, midnight, knocking on the door. There it is. 12 Days of Christmas in your face.
Let's go to Gisella. Hi, Giselle.
Hi.
Hi. What do you do?
Hi. I would drive from Orange County to San Pedro every year. We've been doing it for 5 years. My kids went to school out there for a year. And their daycare that was out there in their neighborhood, it's not upper class. They're not, like, super rich, but on Halloween they should be. Because the hundreds and hundreds of children that come out there to trick-or-treat, it's amazing. It's just crazy.
Now, do you take your kids there to trick-or-treat?
Yeah. Yeah, sweet. From Orange County, we drive to San Pedro.
Now, why? The people in San Pedro are spending $500 on candy. That doesn't.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you're good with that.
That makes you feel good about yourself, doesn't it?
They do that. They sit out there. Well, there's this one house that actually puts on a rock show. Their kids come out and dress up like kids, and they have a show. So
some of these neighborhoods do embrace the idea that their kids coming from all over the place, and they really, like, put on a show.
Then go to Petros's house in Pedro where he's dressing up like kids, because that sounds like fun. Great. Enjoy. You know who's not doing that? My father! A veteran!
Giselle, you hold on. I'm going to give you Mike's father's address so you can go get some candy for Mike.
We'll make sure to go to his house.
I'll punch your children.
You won't punch children.
Punt. I'll punt them.
That's fine.
I don't feel like it's right for me to close fist punch them. Right. Pick them up and punt them.
Tell me about interviewing the kids at your parents' house.
Well, Kevin, I can't just scream about it. I can't just complain. It's time for me to take action.
Mm-hmm.
So I took a microphone down to my parents' neighborhood, and I was proactive about it.
Now, do you card kids? How do you ask them
their zip code. Oh. And most kids.
What if they don't know? What if they're too young to know that?
Well, you know what? They're too young to lie also. So if I say,
you can catch them.
Yeah, that's right. I say, what's the zip code? If it doesn't match up, no candy for them.
You don't say no candy for you.
Oh, don't I?
Trick or treat, little boy, little girl. What's underneath there?
Trick or treat.
Trick or treat.
Where are you guys from?
Here.
What's your zip code?
911-08.
911-08?
Yeah.
All right. More candy for you. Hold on.
Thank you.
Trick or treat to you.
Trick or treat to everybody in the world.
What's your name?
William.
William, where do you go to school?
Washington.
Where do you live?
A few houses down.
All right, candy for you. Hold on. You're the man, William. Trick or treat.
Trick or treat.
What's your name?
Jack.
Where do you live, Jack?
Down there.
What do you mean down there? How far away down there?
Like 7 houses.
Oh, okay, good, good. Candy for you. I'm trying to filter out the non-neighborhood kids, Jack. You know what I'm saying? Hey, wait. Grim Reaper, what's your name?
Leon.
Leon, where are you from?
Alhambra.
Alhambra? No candy for you. Next house. Next house. Hey, beautiful princess, what's your name?
Gigi.
What's that?
Gigi.
Where are you from?
Temple City.
No candy for you. Next house.
Do other people in the neighborhood take the same stance, or is it just
you? Yes, they do. They give
do.
Me the knowing nod. The fathers pull down their glasses, they look at me. Boom! Tip of the cap to the micster. Someone taking action!
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Thank you very much for listening. I don't think I understand most of the protests for peace. I mean, I get why people want peace.
Yeah.
I don't know what they accomplish. You know, you see a bumper sticker that says honk for peace.
Do you honk?
I don't know. Somebody gets mad. Usually. It doesn't cause peace.
No.
Well, in Mexico City, they are having the International Clown Convention, which is funny enough. But about 300 professional clowns say that they hope they have a 15-minute nonstop laugh-a-thon that will make a contribution to world peace. So basically, they get together, they take a photo of all the clowns, and then the clowns start laughing out loud for 15 minutes. At the end of 15 minutes, they stop, and hopefully that message then will have gotten out and there will be less violence.
Look, I get if you're laughing, it's harder to shoot a gun. I do understand that.
Right.
But I don't. One, 15 minutes isn't very long.
Yeah, it's not much of a
thon.
True.
You know, a thon
should
than
be
24 minutes.
Hours at the very
right,
least.
Right. So that does not impress me.
All right.
That's number one.
And I'm sure they're not like people here. You know, you can protest the Iraq war, whatever. At least there's local drug violence that they're having huge problems
true.
With. But the drug dealers, I'm guessing, aren't going to see the clowns laughing and go, you know what? We were wrong.
Let's stop cutting people's heads off.
But anyway, I always found it fascinating. I thought we tried to get the organizer of the Clowns for Peace, A World Without Violence on the phone to see if we can find out some more details on that. Hello, who's this?
Hey, what's up, dog? Hey. I'm Rudy Cisneros. I'm like a clown, dog.
Rudy?
What's up?
Hey, it's Kevin and Bean.
Hey, what's up, dog? How you living, fool?
We're good. How are you in Mexico City now?
That's right, man. I cruised down because, like, my homeboys did their work down here for some clowns. Be all funny and stuff. Right. Yeah.
Now, do you have training as a clown?
Well, no, not really, dog, but I got this homeboy named Clown, and then I got another one named Joker, and I got another one named Red Nose, and so, like, we figured, like, hey, dog, like, whatever, and, like, back in the day at the swap meet, my friend used to be a clown, like, real, his name was Shanky the Clown, right. So, like, he didn't really work out too well because he did shank dogs.
Yeah, that
you know what I'm saying?
Doesn't seem
but,
good.
Like, I figured out how to do, like, clown stuff, and I'm down here, dog.
What kind of clown stuff have you figured out how to do?
I make dope balloon animals, dog, you know what
animal?
I make, like...
What's your specialty?
Like Andre Ethier and like the Virgin Mary, dog. I make my mom.
Those aren't animals.
They are, dog. You know what I'm saying? Like, I make like I could do all of the 1988 Raiders. Like,
really? Wow.
That's pretty clean, right?
That's pretty clean.
I do like my Hyena Sad Girl throwing up like the LA sign with their fingers. Their nails look all clean. They got the rhinestones on her nails, whatever.
That's a pretty good balloon figure.
I don't put any nalgas on her balloon animals, though. You know what I'm saying? I make her legs look tight, not like with the queso. Like, real life, dog.
Now, is Sad Girl a clown, too?
Nah, dog. She's back at home with my kids. Okay. You know what I'm saying? There's like Rudy Jr. and Victor and Raymond and Luis and Jesus.
That's funny. The last time I talked to you, you had like one kid.
Well, at that time, dog, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, I see.
They come in and out, you know what I'm saying? It's like open season up in my pad, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like I get free cable from my neighbor, and sometimes they like kids just come a running.
I see.
I'm
so
like,
you don't
hey,
even
are you
know.
My kid? I don't know.
Okay. Now, tell me about Clowns for Peace, A World Without Violence. Are you participating in the 15-minute laugh-a-thon?
Oh, for sure, dog. You know what I'm saying? I got up there because everybody always been like, damn, Rudy's. You're funny, dog. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I know, for real. So, like, I mean, I think I made a mistake, though, because I got my clown makeup tattooed on my dome. You know what I'm saying? Like, because I didn't know. I didn't have no paint or nothing.
But
like, my friend, I did graffiti on his face, dog. It looks pretty good. He looks like a dope clown.
Dude, what about Red Nose? He's fine just the way he is, right?
Yeah, dog. He's got a big red nose because he got it broken in the pen, dog. You know what I'm saying? There's one big vato, this big black guy that broke his nose, dog.
Right.
It was crazy, and he never recovered. Now we call him Big Nose. And this other guy has no teeth. We call him Snickers, dog.
Right. Now, the clowns from Peace, A World Without Violence, this laugh-a-thon, did it already happen, or is it still gonna happen?
No, we're still, like, prepping. You want to hear a joke, dog?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
All right, why did the chicken cross the road, fool?
Why did the chicken cross the road, fool? I don't know.
Go Raiders. What? Boom.
You can't boom your own joke.
Clean, hey, like,
That's it, you're out?
Knock, knock.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Go Raiders, dog. Yeah!
See, that's... Those aren't jokes, really, as much as they are. Just...
Hey, dog, my uncle's a Mexican wrestler.
Okay. What's his name?
Tito Sniper.
Okay. And is he there?
No, I just thought I'd tell you that, dog.
It's just some information.
Well, that's good.
Hey, astronauts are crazy, fool.
Astronauts are crazy.
It's true. Huh? I was blazed the other day, and I was like, damn, dog. Fool walks in space.
Mm. We might be getting off topic just a little bit here, Rudy.
Hey, do you know any dinosaurs?
Well, no, dinosaurs don't exist anymore.
Damn, dog. You know what? I shouldn't smoke the wet cigarette before I'd be a clown.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Ralph is here with a look at the showbiz beat. What do you do with your microphone?
There? Well, the second mic comes in here and ruins everything.
He does, yeah.
Tosses stuff everywhere, takes off my popper protector.
Your what?
My popper protector. So I had to put it back on, man.
Okay.
All right. I can do. Remember we were talking this morning about Lindsay Lohan maybe doing a photo shoot in Playboy?
Yes.
Boom! She just shot it.
What?
Just shot it. Just shot the spread for Playboy. Boom!
What?
She's moving. She's moving and shaking.
Wait, it already happened?
Happened.
Fantastic.
Dina Lohan.
Oh, no.
Lindsay's mom.
She's not in him, is she?
Thank God, no.
All right.
But she did tell X17 Online. The photo shoot went great. They already shot it.
Well, this must have been in the works before, and this just didn't leak.
Yeah, the reason the shoot probably leaked is because someone found out they were shooting it. But, yeah, they shot it at, unfortunately, they did not go with my idea and shoot it in a morgue.
Fortunately.
They shot it at a big, enormous mansion.
Fine.
That's where Lindsay was all naked.
Boobies. I like boobies.
Spread out all over the furniture. You had to get rid of that furniture right afterwards, right?
No. She hasn't looked her best in recent days.
I think she looks good. Facially, she's a little rough, but they can fix that up with makeup and, yeah, and stuff. I think
she'll look amazing.
I think her body's in pretty good shape, all things considered.
She was a beautiful girl, but man, yeah, she's been living hard.
So her sister Allie was there, too, to watch.
Ooh.
Ooh. Allie, of course, is the... is that scarecrow of a sister that she has.
I don't think I want my mom or sister there, do you? I mean, isn't that like...
This is the least of this family's dysfunction that they show up for a nude photo shoot.
Was her dad outside banging, hey, let me in?
No, he was there too. Lindsay. No, he was...
What did he say?
He was hanging out with Dr. Drew.
What did her dad say about her boobs?
No, you're thinking about Jessica Joe Simpson. Yeah, you're thinking about Jessica's dadager.
Like there's any difference between the dads.
Mike Lohan famously has not been around her all that much because they had a big falling out. And so it's Dina is the caretaker of the kids. And Michael Lohan's off, you know, hanging out with Dr. Drew, getting clean and sober. Throwing remote controls at his kids' heads or whatever it was he was doing over there. Heard you guys talking about candy with Psycho Mike earlier. Did you hear about the dentist who wants to buy Halloween candy from all the kids? If you bring it to his office, he'll pay $1 per pound.
Really?
For all the candy that you garner.
Because it ruins their teeth?
Exactly. Huh. Making our kids fat and toothless. So he wants to buy all the candy back.
Is he fat?
Oh, yeah. You know, he's just going to chow down once they leave. This isn't good for you, kids. Get out of here. I just thought that was funny. A big story in Ohio. He's offering $1 a pound.
Here's some chocolate, Fatso.
It's pretty cheap, by the way, considering how much it costs to buy candy. Candy's expensive.
But the kids got it for free.
That's true. It's a 100% profit margin for them, I suppose. Demi Moore. We were talking about Ashton Kutcher earlier and his manifesto there online where he talked about the state of literature and media.
In the most boring way possible.
Whew, what a douchebag. Demi Moore is standing by her man. Us Weekly magazine says she has been on the set of 2.5 Men every day hanging out in her husband's trailer. Yeah, that's so she can make sure he's not banging any other chicks in the trailer. That's why.
It's called spying.
It's not a show of support. It's a show of security. She's showing up to make sure her man's keeping in his pants. They contend, Us Weekly, that there's still trouble in that relationship, but I don't know.
That's one of those things where you'll hear opposing stories every day for about a month, and then you'll finally find out the truth.
Yeah. Maybe Demi saw his video, and so that's why she's leaving him.
Yeah.
Be super boring for me. And Kim Kardashian celebrated her birthday in Las Vegas.
Is this one of those deals where she got paid?
Of course it is, Kevin.
Oh, that's so sweet. I want one of those deals.
Yeah, she went to the Marquee nightclub inside the Cosmopolitan. That's where she was paid to show up and party for her birthday. Here's the sweet part of the story, however. The folks who were at the club, and it's a very popular club even without Lindsay. I mean, without Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
A lot of times they do this on some of the clubs that are sort of waning to kind of keep the heat on, but the Cosmopolitan's a new hotel, so a lot of people are going to this club. When she was announced... The crowd started to boo the birthday girl.
Wow. Really?
Chloe jumped to her defense, got on the microphone, and started trying to talk smack to the crowd, which only made them shout and boo louder.
I'll say, beat all of you up. I will eat you.
So,
why did they boo her?
Because she's a douchebag.
Well, I know, but...
But booed at her own birthday party. That's awesome.
That is pretty sweet.
I guess you're still getting paid for it, so you got that to console you, but... Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool. And you know what? Courtney Stodden and Doug Hutchinson, this is the couple. He's 51 years old. He was on Lost and the Green Mile.
Yep.
And she was, at the time of their marriage, 16-year-old, now 17-year-old bride.
Yeah.
Of the two of them. And she is just this whore who just takes all these suggestive photographs. And she was thrown off of Facebook because her pictures were too sexy.
You follow
and she's 17. I do follow her
tweets.
They're magical.
Absurdly stupid.
She's like, my cotton candy body is glistening this morning as I rise and meet the sun of sensuality.
That's not an exaggeration.
That's literally
they're
how she writes.
All that bad.
But then the next tweet would be like, and the Lord saith, go unto the flocks and give them sunshine and fish sticks. Leviticus 101. She like to throw a Bible quote at you out of nowhere. It's all very strange. Well, they were at a pumpkin patch this weekend for a little G-rated fun. You know, you take your sweetheart and you go out there and you find a pumpkin to carve maybe to put on your
front porch as your jack-o'-lantern for the Halloween season. So they were up at the pumpkin patch just outside Los Angeles here. And reportedly, they got a little too hot and steamy for the other families that were around the pumpkin patch.
Really? I mean, they have to go out and do
that? You got to see the pictures. They're up online. She is wearing just barely their Daisy Duke jean shorts, white patent leather go-go boots up to her knees, like this total country whore sort of outfit, and then then they start going at it. They've got photos of them just making out, and she's straddling him. She's got her legs wrapped around his waist, and he's like bent over.
What?
It's like pumpkin patch sex.
What the hell?
So the folks who ran the farm there had to boot them off the farm. They had to throw them out of the pumpkin patch because families with kids were complaining that their escapades were way too adult for
We know you're in love. You don't have to get out in public and show everyone.
It was gross on many levels. So I suggest you hunting down the photos if you get a chance.
Try
to find them. Yeah. Although, don't ask Mug to do it because it takes him a long time to make that happen. I'm already up to birthdays, and he's just starting to find the photos
computer
now.
Slow.
So, Kevin, yes.
The computer is slow.
Oh, you know, famously, computers are slow.
This one is.
It's outrageous.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Chad Smith of the Red Hot Chili Peppers. He's 50 years old today. Adam Goldberg from Saving Private Ryan turns 41. Ed Robertson of Bare Naked Ladies is also 41 years old today. Craig Robinson from The Office celebrates his 40th birthday. You guys been watching The Office since the new reboot?
I've watched one episode.
Yeah.
I'm sort of off.
Yeah.
I love all of those.
I was rooting for him.
Yep.
But it has lost a step since Steve Carell has left the show.
Yes, it has.
Yeah. Katy Perry's 27 years old today. And singer Ciara celebrates her 26th birthday. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 20 minutes till 10 o'clock. Keep listening all this week to score passes to the K-Rock Dead Man's Ball. It's this Saturday, October 29th at the LACMA. Halloween costume ball featuring the genius of Tim Burton and a live performance from She Wants Revenge.
I'm LACMA intolerant.
Nope. Time for the showbiz beat. Here's Ralph.
Lindsay Lohan!
Wow, this story went from 0 to 60 in one morning. This morning, we're reporting we just got word that she had accepted a deal with Playboy to appear nude in the pages of that very same magazine for a little bit less than $1 million.
God, she's hot. Playboy hot.
That was the final deal. By now the story comes out, boom, it's already been shot. The photos have already been shot.
This morning, since you
reported it? They're in place. I don't think they did it this morning. I think the story is just starting to roll out to the point where first it was leaked that she was going to do the spread, and perhaps that leak came from the fact that she was shooting the pictures. But the photos have been shot, and Dina Lohan says the shoot went great. Glad to know that she was there watching her daughter being photographed.
Can anyone else comment on it?
People in the news.
You know what? I think she is gorgeous.
Yeah,
I think she is an incredibly, incredibly attractive person. The only thing I am worried about is getting a boner.
Mm-hmm. I think once they scrape the meth from her teeth, when they sandblast her teeth down, slap a little moisturizer on her, a couple inches of pancake, tease that hair out, strip those clothes off, boom! Showtime!
Yeah. Been a lot of airbrushing.
Well, you know.
She's a beautiful girl, though.
She is.
Always has been.
And she's got a great body, too.
Yep.
Got the big, full, natural bosoms.
She does have bosoms.
She has bosoms, which are nice.
We all like those.
Oh, we sure do. You know what else has bosoms? Is Courtney Stodden. She is the 17-year-old bride to 51-year-old actor Doug Hutchinson.
That's a creepy story on every level.
You remember when they got married, she was 16. Her parents had to sign up, but they fell in true love because he was her acting coach, and they realized that they were soulmates, and they set the world on fire with their passion.
All these people who really, really, really want everyone to know how in love they are drive me crazy.
They've changed the world with their love is what happened, Kevin. You're just jealous because you don't have world-changing love. You don't have set the world on fire kind of love.
I don't think most of us do.
Everyone doesn't except for them. They are the only ones. And this weekend, they were apparently setting a pumpkin patch on fire with their love, so much so that the people who were running the event had to ask them to vacate the premises. This was some sort of twisted photo shoot where Courtney, who again is 17, was in the shortest jean shorts you've ever seen and giant white plastic go-go boots.
and sort of a Daisy Duke look with her farm girl shirt with her boobs hanging out.
Yeah, that's hot.
It was like she was humping pumpkins, and she was like all bent over, sticking her butt out, holding onto a pumpkin and everything. It was all very twisted. And then 51-year-old Doug Hutchinson rolls in, and then they start tonguing each other and making out and groping, and she jumps up and wraps her legs around his waist, and he's like bending over backwards. And finally, the farmer's had to be like, time out. You know, we've seen animals rut that was less disturbing than you two. You're going to have to leave our pumpkin patch because the other families who have children are complaining.
It is a kid's place.
Yes, it is.
At some place,
the family goes to pick out their family pumpkin to take home to carve, you know, for the kids, for the trick-or-treating and whatnot. So it was inappropriate behavior, and they had to be escorted from the property.
Look, sometimes your love just can't be contained.
Too hot for the farm.
Right.
Working on a sex farm. That's where they were. Robert De Niro, Martin Scorsese, legendary team in show business. They always do gangster movies, right?
Sure.
Well, there's another team that's about to be added to that list. Ben Affleck and Matt Damon are going to work together again.
Yeah.
Boston's own movie-making duo are going to do a biopic on Whitey Bulger. This is the guy that they found after 16 years.
Whitey
Bulger. Yeah, that's a good one. This is the Boston gangster who eluded authorities for 16 years before he got arrested here in the Los Angeles area. I think it was down in Santa Monica they finally found him. He was the character that Jack Nicholson's character was based on in The Departed. Remember that guy who sort of ran the Irish mob there in Boston?
Yeah, that was good.
Now that they've found him, Matt and Ben are going to team up yet once again and work on a screenplay on the story of Whitey Bulger, and then Affleck's going to direct. Looks like Matt's going to play Whitey.
Oh, I hope they can do that annoying Boston accent more.
They will be. Trust me, you're going to get lots of that.
Is that annoying?
Like The Town. Remember The Town, everybody?
Yeah.
This is wicked crazy here, what you're doing.
Good movie,
your
car.
Parking your car there. Where you doing it? Take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Drummer Chad Smith of the Red Hot Chili Peppers and of Chickenfoot. He is 50 years old today. Singer Speech from Arrested Development, 43 years old. Actor Adam Goldberg celebrates his 41st birthday. Ed Robertson of the Bare Naked Ladies is 41 years old. Craig Robinson is 50. No, he's 40 years old. He from The Office. Katy Perry is 27, and singer Ciara is 26. That was that a bell, or is that just a tunk? I just heard like a thud.
Beerbauer already put the bell away.
Right.
So then he was bringing it back, and he was holding it. And went.
Yeah, it turns out you can't do that. You have to put the bell down on a flat surface and then ring it. Before we say goodbye, though, for the final showbiz beat of the day, it just caught my attention that Halloween's right around the corner.
Right.
And we really, to the best of my knowledge, haven't explored really the magic that is Halloween spooked sufficiently this season.
Now,
I stopped early because I knew we had a little time. I just want to get a little taste because I know usually Bean is the guy who fights that fight, but he's out of town.
I don't appreciate this.
So I just wanted to give the kids a little taste.
Halloween.
Because we all love it this time of year.
No one loves it.
Go sleeping, that's gonna happen.
Oh, good God.
Ooh, ah, ooh, ah.
Well, see if you know it.
Halloween spooks. Outside my window, Halloween spooks, shining tree. I wish that the children could see, but I can't find them for the life of me. And it's Halloween spooks outside my window pane.
And so far, that's
here come the spooks.
But now listen to this.
Here come the spooks.
This is real.
These are Halloween spooks.
Come on, though. I mean, really.
Hey,
But you're going.
What's the stopping? You're stopping the spooks.
Really?
Don't stop the spooks.
Now they're going to the wings.
No. Crazy spooks, man. Outside the window.
Does this scare anyone?
Yes. It's frightening. Now I'm going to keep interrupting it, though.
What?
Hey, dinner up this. Yeah, dig it.
Oh, now they're gargling.
That's it, motorboating.
Stop it. Stop it.
Come on!
Stop doing what you're doing.
That is not good.
That isn't good for you.
I mean, what?
Here we go.
Outside the window, Halloween spooks behind the tree. I wish that the children could see, but I can't find them for the life of me. It's Halloween spooks outside my window.
Happy Halloween!
Oh, you!
Oh, I found another song by them. I forgot to tell you.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, it's just as bad or worse. It's about motorcycles.
Oh, I thought it'd be about Thanksgiving or something.
No.
They had a holiday album.
Some dude tweeted me a video of them doing this crappy-ass song about it. We'll have to play it tomorrow.
Maybe tomorrow we can explore
oh,
more.
Oh, they're so bad. They're so terrible.
From this lovely band.
Tomorrow morning, who is it?
I don't know.
Yeah. Tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean show. We are going to tell you a little bit more about this Courtney Stodden story. She's nutty. She's 17. Her tweets are Ashton Kutcher-esque as far as that video that we played.
She thinks she's deep.
She really thinks she's deep. She thinks she's super sexy. And she's 17. She looks good.
Yeah.
But take it easy on that. Worst Halloween costumes tomorrow.
Oh, some annoying ones out there.
We have your tickets for the Dead Man's Ball this weekend. And we also are going to talk, this is all I care about really, is that we're going to talk to Omar's wife, Kazzy.
Yes.
And we're going to talk her out of this whole couples, you know, baby shower thing. Because that's just not right.
But you drink beer out of a baby bottle.
But I can drink beer out of a beer bottle someplace else.
You don't understand the fun of it.
Anyway, that's all tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin.